Richard, a very white, well-dressed corporate man walks down Main Street past meter maids and street sweepers and opens the door to Flamingo Joe's flower shop. It's Valentine's Day. Standing there, peering at roses, he focuses on the stems, the thorns there. He pricks his finger on several of them, and when he fails to draw blood, thinks, these won't do. Then out comes Joe with a fresh batch, tall and erect, obviously just plucked from the earth, their red lips pressed tightly together. And our man Richard finds the perfect dozen in every stem drawing blood. As he jerks them from the bucket, he notices a small trembling, a sharp discomfort in his stomach. Having reached his destination, the meatball sandwich he ate at lunch is fighting it out with the rum and cokes he washed it down with. He quickly makes his way to the counter, hands over his credit card and waits, the trembling now most certainly a rumbling. Regardless of this development, our man Richard stands almost patiently at the counter, signs the paper and walks out with the roses he's purchased for his wife or his girlfriend, his wife or girlfriend. He hasn't decided exactly, but probably there for the wife. Up the street, next stop, jewelry. A more difficult situation. The options are overwhelming, like the gurgling in his stomach is overwhelming. Inside the glass, everything is glitter. The counter is packed with men shifting for position. Our man Richard, no stranger to the game, maneuvers his way to the front. The jewels laid out on display like newborn children. A diamond is a girlfriend's best friend, and Richard wastes no time pointing out the necklace he wants. A ring would be too difficult, and beside his body is all systems go. His bowels getting the green light, he's sweating, pausing a moment to hold back disaster. His cheeks squeezed together, and oh, he's wiping, sweating. Still sweating, he's wiping it from his brow. Our man keeps his cool, says, boy, you got unpacked in here today, huh? Oh, the man nods, wraps up the necklace, and Richard abruptly hands the credit card over, and out into the early evening he goes, his sphincter working harder than a one-legged mule at an ass-kicking contest. Our man gingerly situates himself in his Lexus, drives from the curb ever so slowly, mingles with traffic ever so easily, and then the light changes yellow, the guy in the Chevy slams the brakes, and Richard stops just inches from the bumper. He's shouting, go, motherfucker, go! And in all the excitement, Richard's sphincter eases its grip, and a minor explosion stings him to the seat. The next 10 minutes are a blur. Richard races home, the war inside him battling steadily on the whole way, the radio man wishing everyone a happy Valentine's Day. Finally home, our man grabs the flowers, stuffs the necklace in his overcoat, and with his legs sprung at the knees like a cowboy's, he ventures towards the house with roses outstretched. As he crosses the threshold of the house, however, our man's spastic colon erupts from its rigid road sign sphincter into the mutability of the off-road underwear world. The wife greets him at the door with wine and a smile. At the sight of her, he lets go of the roses, the thorns shredding his hands. His terrified face says it all. She screams and spills the wine. Our man, frozen in February, his mouth is speechless open. Richard's already spoken. His face says it all. We'll be right back.